A boil water notice is still in effect as the Haines water system gets back to normal. And the Pokemon Go craze comes to Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. A boil water notice is still in place for some areas of Haines following a shortage in the municipal water supply. The pipe that connects the borough to its main water source was blocked, resulting in brown water, dry faucets, and the boil notice for some residents. But borough staff say the problem is fixed and things are getting back to normal. The issues started Sunday when Public Works employees noticed a decrease in the water flow from Lily Lake to the treatment plant. While they tried to get rid of what appeared to be an airlock, the municipal water supply dwindled. Some storage tanks were completely drained. It's the limited water flow and low pressure that raised concern for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, which enacted the boil notice. Haines Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says they notified DEC of the issues Monday.
It's not that we did a test and found something in the water. It's DEC's regulations that when you get below, I believe it's 20 PSI, you have to go to a boil water notice. And the reason is you have water lines flowing through the ground, and when you drain them or don't have any water pressure, there's some concern that the surrounding environment could bleed into those water lines if there was a hole or some sort of perforation in the water line.
The boil water notice applies to Small Tracks, FAA, Tower Road, and Highland Estates. On Monday, the municipality turned on its backup water source, the Crystal Cathedral's well. Its lower quality water impacts certain businesses, like the Haines Brewery and Port Chilcoot Distillery.
Well, it's shut down our brewing process, just like that.
We've pretty much just shut down our production for the whole week.
That was brewery owner Paul Wheeler and distillery owner Heather Shade. Both businesses depend on a consistent water supply to create spirits and beer. Both say halting production for a week has ripple effects on their business for months.
It's a little scary to see where we're going to be in another month.
Ryan says he knows that supplementing the system with well water has these impacts. He says they tried to avoid it by not turning Crystal Cathedrals on right away, but waiting that long might have been a mistake.
In hindsight, I think we would have turned it on earlier. It's just really hard on certain businesses to get well-filled water. The brewery's a really good example. We don't want them to have to deal with that for their product. It's hard on it. And so we probably should have turned it on earlier.
Ryan says turning it on sooner could have bought more time and possibly spared some houses water outages.
You know, we were limping it along all weekend, trying to make water and fix the problem at the same time.
Cruise ships visiting Haines were also impacted by the water shortage. The 200-person American Spirit was in town Monday.
Well, they really wanted water, and we said no.
Ryan says they also warned the ships coming in Wednesday and Thursday that water is in short supply. But it might not be for much longer. The Lily Lake treatment plant is getting back up to normal production levels. And the borough may soon be able to turn on its Piedad Springs water source, which was offline while a treatment plant was built. Ryan hopes to taper off the Crystal Cathedral's well water Wednesday. For now, the boil notice and a non-essential water use restriction are still in place. Ryan says testing results on the boil notice water should be back by Wednesday evening. He hopes to build up enough supply to take down the water use restriction Wednesday morning. Heather Shade at the distillery says the water fiasco was an example of the importance of flexibility for Haines businesses.
When you run a business like this, you have to be kind of ready and flexible for anything, and we built it that way on purpose, mostly because you never know what's going to happen in Haines.
Updates on the boil notice and water restrictions will be posted at the borough website, HainesAlaska.gov. The Pokemon Go phenomenon is gaining steam with every new update. Since it was introduced less than 2 weeks ago, there are millions of users, and people have formed strong opinions for and against the interactive mobile game. One clan in Haines is touting family, fun, and fitness as its biggest motivators for playing the increasingly popular pastime. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
It's a sunny Saturday in Haines, and residents and visitors are out in droves enjoying the warm weather. If you look closely, it's easy to spot those simply wandering around, taking in the sights. And then there are those on the hunt.
We're gonna find Pokemons.
I'm trying to catch as many as possible.
I'm only level 7. I am level 16 right now.
That's 71-year-old Pam Randles, her grandchildren Gina Randles and Ryan Stossel, and family friend Anthony Wilson. We meet at Clinkett Park in the early afternoon. Pam's family is running late, but she's got her backpack, her iPad, and an ice cream cone, because why not? And she's ready for another Pokemon Go session.
I still am learning it. And my grandkids are much better at it than I am, because partly they know what's going on with the Pokemon thing. But for me, it's like geocaching. It's like walking around and finding things, and then I'm out and I'm walking around, and that's cool. And the little monster things that they have are really cute. And I can get in the number of steps I need every day, and it's fun.
The rest of the gang is really into Pokemon and have been since the trend started as a card game back in the 90s. There are plenty to catch and enhance and battle in the adventure capital of Alaska. And despite sometimes slow or sketchy internet connections in Haines, especially on Wednesdays, there are dozens of players in town, at least. Here's Wilson, Gina Randles, and Stossel.
Yeah, you can't do anything with Cruise Ship Days. They take up all the cell service, and it just blocks it. Unless you have your own personal Wi-Fi and you can kind of stay near it.
Well, then, another thing is that this was such an unexpected popularity type deal. Yeah. You know, the Pokemon Go app came out and it was so popular. Everyone got it that the servers weren't prepared for that kind of...
They weren't expecting that kind of exposure.
We head out across the park and towards the closest Pokestop where players can re-up supplies needed in the game.
The real place, you know, that you're at. So there's a, you know, we're at Totem Park right now, and this is a picture of the Clinkett Totem Pole. And then you just spin it, and it gives you things like Pokeballs or potions or eggs and stuff like that. So
what did it give you this time?
It's the Totem Pole at Lookout Park. There are also Pokestops and Poke Gyms scattered throughout downtown, including one at the Hammer Museum. So before we go any further, the basic object of the game is to capture Pokemon or pocket monsters. You get points and other goodies that all aid in climbing to higher levels of the game. The game plops you, or rather, your avatar, into a world that's based on your actual environment. It's called augmented reality, and it uses Google Maps and GPS. Pokemon can pop up wherever, and you catch them by throwing Pokeballs until they get trapped inside. Now it's yours. Once you've captured your pocket monster, you can train them, enhance them, and pit them against each other. All of this, of course, happens on the screen of your mobile device. There are around 150 Pokemon to catch, Weedles, Squirtles, and of course, Pikachu. They're all worth a certain amount of points.
If any of these Pokemon were like real little things and you could keep it in your house, which one would you want to have?
I haven't gotten it. I think Eevees are really cute.
Eevees?
She hasn't found the Vulpix yet.
No, there's a lot I haven't found.
That's a real hard choice. Eevees are usually my favorite, but everybody's picking Eevee, so I don't want just to pick Eevee. A Squirtle. I would pick a Squirtle.
Squirtles are cute.
Which are a turtle.
Eevees are cute. They look like a cartoon fox and rabbit combined. Not surprisingly, this sudden collision of reality and fantasy has sparked some concern. Elsewhere, the game has caused traffic jams, facilitated robberies, and prompted trespassing charges. One woman reportedly fell off a cliff playing Pokemon Go. Another found a dead body, and more still have been asked to stay out of sensitive historical sites like the Arlington National Cemetery and the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington. Haines Police Sergeant Josh Dryden says thankfully there have been no issues with Go players in Haines. Still, the game draws as much negative attention as it does players, but Gina says there are much worse things people could be doing with their time.
Yeah, and I've been catching a lot of negativity online, too. And it's just a bunch of people saying, you know, well, you should grow up and you should move on and, you know, get a job and this, that, and the other thing, which completely baffles me because, you know, last summer I was working 5 jobs. This summer I'm only working 1, but I work really hard. And so for me to have something like this that connects me back to my childhood and is fun and gets me out and moving, I don't understand why anyone would think of it as negative.
The mantra of the game is gotta catch 'em all, which might prove more challenging here, but you really never know when the next Jigglypuff or Diglett will pop up. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. us.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.